It's a full plate for voters in Pensacola with seats up for grabs on the City Council, Escambia County Commission, the Florida and U.S. Houses of Representatives, as well as an open seat for Pensacola Mayor.
It was very busy qualifying. We had 52 candidates for the course of these two qualifying periods, and these are just candidates that qualified with our office. There's a whole host of other candidates that qualify with the folks in Tallahassee.
David Stafford is Escambia County Supervisor of Elections. Besides the available seats, he also points to the current political environment both at home and elsewhere.
You may question that type of engagement, but what we're seeing is there seems to be at least a high level of interest politically right now in the process. Whether or not that translates into turnout in August and November, we just have to see.
Also on the ballot are a number of judgeships and places on the board overseeing the Emerald Coast Utilities Authority. Voter registration continues by Stafford's office, but he says the blue wave, red wave trend concepts that are being bandied about these days are not showing up in his data at this point.
We've got about 45% Republican registration, about 34% Democratic. The biggest trend that we've seen is the rise in voters that are identifying themselves as no party affiliation.
As of the end of May, NPAs in Escambia County numbered more than 42,000 on the voter rolls, roughly 21%. Of total registration. 15 years ago, that number was around 5%. Stafford says NPA is the fastest growing segment of registered voters in Florida, including the staunchly Republican panhandle.
In Okaloosa, the no party affiliation group is larger than the other major political party. It's Republicans followed by no party affiliation followed by Democrats. And if you look at the demographics, particularly the age breakdown, a lot of younger voters tend to be well represented in that category of no party affiliation.
In Santa Rosa County, out of just over 129,000 registered voters, the number of Republicans enjoy a nearly 3-to-1 advantage over Democrats, with NPA and third parties combining to also outnumber the Dems.
That started changing in 2014. 2016 stayed pretty much the same as it is now.
Tappy Villain is Santa Rosa's election supervisor.
But again, those numbers change usually with each and every election cycle, so we'll kind of see how this one plays out.
Most of the ballot is complete, awaiting certification by the state on the various county races. The cities of Milton and Gulf Breeze have an August qualifying deadline for the November ballot. Villain says that's not a problem.
As far as the cities or town doing a different time frame, all of our ballots are precinct specific. That's the way we prepare them, as long as we know what time frame they're going to have potential races on the ballot, then that's really all that we need to know.
Next up is getting ready for the vote itself. Santa Rosa County has 4 early voting venues, the same as in 2016.
2 in the south end at the annex down by the zoo, which is our south end office, and then also 1 at Tiger Point Community Center, and then 2 in the north end, 1 at the Pace Community Center, and 1 at our main office in Milton.
Escambia County will offer for the first time an 8th early voting site, the Brownsville Community Center.
Voters will have more opportunity than ever to cast a ballot during that early voting period. And as always, voters can choose to vote by mail. The final opportunity you have to cast a ballot is between 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. on election day at your assigned polling place.
More information is available at EscambiaVotes.com and at VoteSantaRosa.com. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.